This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه وادخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين آمين يا رب العالمين. Welcome everybody. We are here to talk about what? Halloween. Quiet down, guys. Someone's supposed to bring me some candy, inshallah. So I'm going to have some candy, inshallah, for you guys for some questions. But I want to hear from you guys. Is it halal or haram to celebrate Halloween? Put your hand up. Huh? If you know, why did you come? Khalas, we're done, huh? We're done the halaqa. Yeah, what's your name? Huh? Say it again. What's he saying? Yasin. Oh, okay. Tassin. Ah. Messi, your name is Messi? Taib, okay. Taib, Yasin. Yalla, Yasin. Shh, guys, quiet down. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Haram to do any religious celebration. Ahsant, it isn't Islamic. Ah, isn't Islamic or Muslim? Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Tayyib, jameel. Tayyib, so, Tayyib, inshallah, we're going to be talking about this today. Today we want to talk about the origins of Halloween, because it's important for us to understand what's the origin of a celebration. Okay, because we have ulama who allow like anniversaries and etc. As long as they don't have a religious connection to them. So, does Halloween have a religious connection? We'll find out, inshallah. Some say that it was a paganistic celebration. Was it really? Inshallah, we'll discuss that. We want to talk about also the seriousness of the sin of shirk, right? Inna shirka la dhulmun azim, right? It's a great dhulm. Are we allowed to believe in superstition? We want to talk about that, inshallah, mashallah. You guys are just answering, mashallah. So we'll talk about superstition. What is superstition? Yeah, tatayyur. And it's related to Halloween, right? Why should we stay away from يعني, these kind of celebrations? And then, inshallah, we'll finish with the ruling, right? Everybody wants the ruling. Halal, haram, halal, haram. Sometimes we need to kind of dissect the question and learn some principles that we can apply in different things, right? I think that's more beneficial. That's my goal, inshallah, by the end of the lecture, that you get some tools and skills that you can apply on different celebrations, Yadi. Halloween, Valentine's, Thanksgiving, what else? What other celebrations? Christmas. What else? That's it, right? Easter. Huh? Guys, hands. Otherwise, what did you say? Hanukkah, okay, Hanukkah. Definitely, big no. Big no. Easter, now we mentioned Easter. Any other, in the back, yeah. Valentine's, mashallah. Naam, Yaseen. Yeah. Christmas, yeah, we mentioned Christmas. Taib, okay, khalas, jameel, put your hands up. Taib, let's get started, just because we have to finish by Isha time, inshallah. Taib, Halloween, actually, anybody know how old it is? Anybody know how old Halloween is? Huh? How old is it?
I think it's more like 296.
296 years old. Okay. MashaAllah. Very specific. Hey, how many? How old is it?
Like really, really old.
Really, really old. Sisters, how old? From the sisters, how old is Halloween? 500 years, 1,000? Someone said 1,000. Hassan? 2,000? MashaAllah, I'm waiting for my candy. That deserves a candy. I don't know where Hassan is. Hassan owes me some candy. Tayyib. No, there's another Hassan supposed to bring me candy. Tayyib, Jameel. So it's about 2,000 years old. Can you imagine? Okay. Quiet down, guys. Quiet down. So 2,000 years old. So it's a very, very old tradition. Okay. So obviously, over the years, things have changed, right? Things have changed. But what it started is this was a practice by the Celtic or the Celtic people, which is kind of like the Irish area nowadays in Europe. And what they believe that on October 31st, okay, that's the end of their year, okay? And a new year is about to start. And for them, this was the start of the winter, it's the difficult time of year. And they also believed in this, and this day it had a name, okay? It's spelled in English, Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N, which is, the way you say it is Samhain, the day of Samhain. This is what they called it. And it goes back to, some say that this is the name of the god of death for them. Fa they said that at this time, actually, the spirits who died, the people who died, some of them are able to come back. Like on earth here, right? And some of them will be able to get back at those who hurt them or get revenge, tamam? And so people were scared of that. And some people believed that. And so what they would do, they would like build fires and sacrifice things for them. Others would what? Would wear costumes. So they would think that they're ghosts as well. That's why the whole point of dressing scary, etc. Tamam? And what happened over time, with the celebration of Samhain, initially called Samhain, right? Then Christianity spread, right? And Christianity, what they did is they wanted to have their own celebration. They wanted to have their own celebration. So in the year 609, one of the popes, he said that we're going to have a day called All Saints Day. Saint is someone who, religious, who died and people started venerating them, right? So they wanted to have a day called All Saints Day. And a saint is also called a hallow. A saint is also called a hallow, right? Someone who's righteous, who's pious. So they called it, instead of All Saints Day, All Hallows Day. All Hallows Day. You guys know where it's going, right? All Hallows Day. Right. And so what happened then later, okay, it wasn't really a big success like Samhain. So another Pope Gregory, after a few centuries, he said, we're going to make this All Hallows Day on November 1st, the day after Samhain Day, the day where they actually believed that the spirits would come, right? The jinn would come, the shayateen would come, and they would attack people. Right, and eventually it became All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. Eventually, they moved it to October 31st. Okay, and it became All Hallows Eve, and then they just made it short into Halloween, and That's where we get the name Halloween. طيب, where do these costumes come from? Why do people dress up funny? Huh? Why do people dress up funny? Yeah, تفضل أيوب. أيوب صح؟ يوسف طيب. To scare people. Nowadays it's to scare people. But back then, why did they dress up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when the shayateen and the spirits would come, which they don't, yani, but they believed that when these spirits would come, okay, if they dressed up like them, something scary, or they would think, oh, this is another shaitan. Look, just imagine how foolish that is, right? And they would even leave them food and at the door, right? And this is kind of related to the whole trick-or-treating, right? So that's why they would dress up like that. So they would scare the shayateen, etc., okay? And then eventually, okay, it became something that, and adults would do that as well, like grown-up men, grown-up people. Right? Imagine your mom and dad dressing up as type. And so nowadays, people dress up as everything, right? But initially, it was something scary, like a witch or a devil or something like that. Dinosaur? Maybe not dinosaurs, but okay. 500 years ago. Type. Jameel. So, type, what about the pumpkin? Where's the pumpkin coming from? Huh? Where's the pumpkin? Different people. Ah, tfaddal. Uh-huh. It comes from freestone, right?
Like the shaitan likes the darkness so it can come. So they have the pumpkin, uh-huh. They light up the pumpkins, and then so that the shaitan would think that's they think that's gonna scare the shaitan away and go somewhere else.
Okay, that's a new one. I never heard that one. Jameel. Yeah, glasses. Na'am, tafaddal. Eh, tafaddal. Irfa' sawtak, raise your voice. Huh? Do you know what it's supposed to be the head of somebody, by the way. It's supposed to be the head of somebody, huh? What's his name? No. His name starts with J. Huh? What's his name? Atfadal Muhammad. Niazi. Jack, right? Jack. That's my landlord's name. طيب. So the story is that there was this guy named Jack, right? Stingy Jack, they call him. This guy, he was very stingy, بخيل يعني. And so apparently he had invited Shaytan, Iblis, for a drink or something. And he tricked Shaytan, apparently, he tricked him into becoming a coin because he didn't have enough money to go buy him a drink. Even you listen to this story, you're like, what's going on? This is one of the narrations, by the way. So, Shaitan became a coin, and then Jack put him in his pocket and never let him, and he put him next to a cross and never let him turn back into Shaitan. Okay? So then Jack made a deal with Shaitan later that he would let him turn back into Shaitan as long as he doesn't take his soul. Tamam? Because, yeah, Shaitan takes the souls of the bad people, takes them to Jahannam, apparently, according to their beliefs. Okay? And so he made that deal, okay, and he brought Shaitan back, and then apparently he tricked him again, okay, And basically, this Jack was not allowed to go to Jahannam. He was so bad, he was not allowed to go to Jahannam. Okay? And Shaitan couldn't take his soul. So he was stuck in the middle. Okay? And the Irish people, they say that he comes up every year at this the 31st, and you can see him. Like, he'll show up and you can see him. Right? And what's the story is that he was basically lost in the dark, and he had a piece of coal, right? And then he got a turnip. It was never actually pumpkin, yeah. It was never actually a pumpkin. This is a bid'ah, right? This is an innovation. It was actually a turnip, like a big turnip. And he carved it in and he put the coal and he used that to just navigate in the darkness. But eventually somebody said, let's make a pumpkin. Pumpkins are nicer, okay? Probably for business reasons. Okay, and now it's pumpkin, right? And all of you now, or not all of you, hopefully not all of you, people now buy pumpkins, right? And they carve them in. And that head is supposed to be the head of Jack. The head of Jack. طيب. Now you know who Jack is. طيب. Trick-or-treating. Where does trick-or-treating coming from? Huh? Somebody just wanted free candy all of a sudden? Hey, na'am, in the back, yeah? Never mind. Try it. Hey, تفضل, yeah. Naam, so that was one thing. Yes, they would put food for the shayateen so they wouldn't bother them. Okay? So they wouldn't bother them. And just imagine, like, you're offering food for shayateen. Yani, others said, actually, it came back from, it comes from a practice in medieval times called souling. And basically what that is the poor people would go to the wealthier families, okay? And what they would do is the rich families, when the poor people knocked on the doors, they would give them like pastries, okay? Some cakes and stuff like that. In exchange for the poor people making dua for them and making prayers for them and for them to be protected from the devils in these times, right? Right? It happens even in some Muslim countries now. You know, you throw some money at the sheikh or something, like make dua from a family, right? That's where trick-or-treating comes from. And eventually what they would do actually, this is a bit old, nowadays nobody does this, I think nobody does this, right, is they would actually like do pranks on people's houses, etc., if they didn't give them candy, right? That's why when you knock on the door, what do you say? How do you know you say trick-or-treat? You say trick-or-treat, right? And so basically you're threatening him, either I prank you or I egg your house or something, or you give me a treat, or you give me some candy. طيب. Jameed. So far, so good. So that's kind of just a brief history of Halloween and where it comes from. طيب, let's talk about imitation, copying, following other people. Okay? طبعاً, this is a very important question because you as a Muslim here, okay, you're living in the West, you're living amongst non-Muslims, okay? Is it allowed for you to imitate, copy other people? Okay? Is it... طيب, if it's not, or when is it allowed, when is it not allowed, what do you guys think? Imitation, copying other people. Where's the hands? تفضل. You're not allowed to copy non-Muslims in anything? Huh? But you're wearing their shirts, you're wearing their socks. This is not a Muslim sock. That's not a... So we need something more specific, right? Huh? Did Muslims invent the car? Did Muslims and so, yeah, تفضل. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we have to differentiate between religious things and non-religious things. Tamam. So you know, wearing pants and a shirt type, is that imitating? It can be if it's specific to them, and we're going to talk about some principles that we can learn on when is it okay to copy or not. Where is this problem of copying coming from? Because we have a hadith, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every time you say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala removes 10 sins and gives you 10 good deeds. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sends salam, salah and salam to you, back to you, 10 of them, just for saying it once. طيب, we have this hadith, عن ابن عمر. He says, "من تشبه بقوم يعني عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم okay فهو منهم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم that whoever imitates a group of people يعني in their actions and ways then he is considered to be one of them right he's considered to be one of them so logic would say, well, if I copy a non-Muslim, then I'm going to be kind of, you know, like a non-Muslim type. Is that general in everything? No, we have to be careful here. So, first of all, there's a difference between... Okay, guys, quiet down. Boys. So, there's a difference between at-tashabbuh wa at-tashabuh. At-tashabbuh wa at-tashabuh. Okay? At-tashabbuh has a bit more effort. Okay? In the Arabic language, when you use that type of word, at-tashabbuh, يعني من تفعل, it has a bit more effort, and you're intending to imitate. Okay? And this can be problematic. Why? Because as a Muslim, you're supposed to be unique. Right? We have our own deen, our own practices, our own values. Okay? And when these values are specific to us, okay, then we need to stick to them. And when there are values that are specific to another religion or to a specific group of people, then we have to be careful in intentionally copying. طيب, التشابه is you just do it because it's normal. So you wear a jacket here, okay? Because that's what's normal here. You wear a jacket because it's normal. You wear a shirt because that's what is normal here. It's not specific to a group of people. Okay. Does that make sense so far? Okay, so the difference between tashabuh and at-tashabuh. At-tashabuh is where you are intentionally trying to copy. For example, okay, someone intentionally tries to dress up like, I don't know, an Israeli or something. Okay? you won't make it home. But someone intentionally tries to dress up like that. Okay, why? Because he feels like if he does that, okay, he will get popularity. Okay, people will like him more. This is where it would be impermissible. Okay, because here there's an inferiority complex. You as a Muslim, you're supposed to have izzah. You're supposed to have honor. Okay, tamam? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you to be a Muslim. And so you're trying to imitate another group of people with something specific to them. Okay, then that is something that the Sharia looks down upon. The Sharia looks down upon. So we're not supposed to do tashabbuh with the non-Muslims. طيب. And of course, when it comes to things that are originally from their religion, okay? So Halloween. Now after I explain to you the origins of Halloween, is this a religious celebration or is it not a religious celebration? Who said non-religious? Raise your hand. It's non-religious. Tab, who says it's religious? And the rest of you don't know? In the middle, like Jack. Taib. So, what about Christmas? Is Christmas religious?
Yes.
Taib. Christmas, we have, okay. Mashallah. Ijma', we have consensus. So, yes, Christmas, no doubt. Nobody now would. But Halloween is tricky. Why? Because Halloween, and this is where the issue, what if something started religious and eventually became like culture, a custom? Nobody does it for that. Then maybe we would say that. But is Halloween a cultural thing only? Believe it or not, there are people who wait for that night, okay? So people who are Satanists, okay? People who worship Shaitan. And there's now people, and I think it's on the rise now, even more than before. There's groups of people who have even, there's churches who worship Shaitan, okay? So they worship Shaitan, and they don't hide it. They say, we worship Satan. They're called Satanists. And on this day, and you have the whole culture of the, I think they're called Wakka or Wicca or something like that. Witchcraft, basically. Okay, witchcraft. That they have rituals on this day. So is it actually still a ritual or a religious kind of practice? Yes, in some places it is, right? And we said that it's still connected to that. So that's why Halloween is a very tricky one. And it's better for the Muslim to stay away from it. It is better for the Muslim to stay away from it because it has a lot of shirk in it. A lot of shirk in it. You have a question? Faddal. Raise your voice. Do the shayateen come out on Halloween? Shayateen come out every night. Okay? Every night. That's why, you know, when it's Maghrib time, you should come into your house. You shouldn't stay outside, really. And that is part of our Islamic religion, right? And in the end, I want us to go through everything that happens in Halloween, and you'll see if that agrees with our religion or it doesn't agree with our religion. And then you can make a verdict yourself, inshallah. But let's talk about something which is a shirk. طبعاً here in Halloween, the origin of it is a very paganistic, a shirky ritual. تمام? And so, When we say paganistic, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by paganistic? What's paganism? Na'am. Yeah, people who... So anybody that's not a who doesn't worship Allah, like someone who not from the religions of the Ahl Kitab, like Jews, Christians, Muslims, right? But somebody who is worships other gods, maybe one god, multiple gods other than Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So that would be someone who's a pagan, right? And we have a lot of shirk involved here, like so they're offering food to shayateen, right? They're dressing up like them. They're making even and that night they would make actually predictions and du'a and sihr, right? Magic, right? So all these things are major sins in our religion, and one of the biggest sins that is done on that night is a shirk, right? People worshiping other than Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, making du'a to other than Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Tafadhal, yeah. Why do they put decorations? Just to celebrate it, right? Because they believe it's a celebration. You're supposed to decorate it, make it look nice, make it look scary. It became a commercialized thing, right? You'd be surprised how much money is spent annually on Halloween. I believe in the U.S., $6 billion, right? Just on Halloween, right? Half of that is probably candy. Here in Canada, I think close to $3 billion. So it became, and it just like Christmas, a very commercialized event. But let's talk about shirk. What's the problem with shirk? When we talk about shirk, first of all, what is shirk? Huh? Different people. Tafadhal. What's shirk? Mm-hmm. Raise your voice. When you do stuff against Allah, okay, something more specific. Tafadhal. Make someone equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so when you make someone equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who they have Allah, but something with Allah. Yeah, so either they're worshipping something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Like these they're worshipping, right, the shayateen, okay? And they're making offerings for the shayateen and seeking protection from the shayateen, right? So all of this is shirk. But what's the problem with shirk? Huh? Right, because we need to also look at what this celebration is dealing with. Shirk. What's the problem with shirk? What's the dangers of shirk?
So first of all, just like genuine, like Allah says, and like Allah
So shirk opposes tawheed, and we are a religion of tawheed. So you cannot have shirk and tawheed. So shirk, at tawheed negates shirk. But what's so bad about shirk? شو المشكلة بس Is it like is it a small sin? Is it a middle sin? Major sin? Huh? It's a major sin. ولا تدع مع الله أحدا نعم. Don't call others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a major sin. طيب, are all major sins equal? No. What's the most major sin? تفضل حمزه. Huh? الشرك. الشرك is the most major sin. Can you imagine? The most major sin, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. And he mentioned this twice in Surah An-Nisa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يَغْفِرُ, He will not forgive anybody that does shirk with Him. يعني if somebody committed shirk, okay, and died on shirk, tamam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him, and he will not enter Jannah. Okay? Allah says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever commits shirk with Allah, then Allah has made Jannah haram for him. Can you imagine? Whoever commits shirk, so do you want to get close to something that might make Jannah haram for you? It's very dangerous. Tamam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the Prophet sallam, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Okay, la in ashrakta la yahbatanna amalik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to who? To the Prophet and to the other prophets. Okay, la in ashrakta, if you commit shirk, okay, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yahbatanna amaluk, all your good deeds will be gone. Allah's talking to who? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? What about us? And so when you commit shirk, first of all, Jannah is haram for you. All your good deeds are gone. Okay? لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Okay? And it's something that Allah will not forget. And Allah says, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Everything else that you might have done. If someone committed murder, someone stole, someone, whatever it is that you can think of other than shirk, if a person dies and hasn't made tawbah from it, Allah can still forgive him. That goes under His mashi'ah. يعني, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. If Allah wants to forgive him, He forgives him. If Allah decides not to forgive that person for those sins other than shirk, okay, he might go to Jahannam for a bit, but he'll go to Jannah if he died as a Muslim. But a person who died on shirk, then Jannah is haram for him. And so that's why shirk is so dangerous. Tamam? Shirk is so dangerous, and we have to avoid it. And I want us to take 5 minutes and talk about shaitan. Naam. Masih, right? Yeah, tafadhal. Masin. Yes, Yasin and Masih together.
I have a question. If someone he was a Muslim, like when he was born, when he left Islam, mm-hmm. and came back to Islam, would he go to Jannah?
One more time, if a person?
Like he was Muslim, like when he was born, when he was older, and like left Islam. Mm-hmm.
He was Muslim, then he left Islam, then he came back to Islam. If he dies on Islam, he's a Muslim, inshallah. Na'am. And if Allah gave him the chance to do that, then inshallah he will enter Jannah. Tafadhal. Zombies come from? Well, I don't know. If you find out, let me know. That's another lecture, inshallah. Okay, guys, 1 second. Let's talk about shaitan. Because this is a celebration of shayateen, technically, right? It's a celebration of shayateen. And one of the tricks of shaitan here, right, is that he wants you to be desensitized to that. You know, to be okay with shayateen, to be okay with the jinn, to be okay with these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's our relationship with shaitan? Who can tell us? What's our relationship with shaitan? Huh? Huh? Enemies. What's the evidence for that? Huh? So he wants the worst for you. He wants you to go to hell. Let's be honest. Shaitan wants you to go to hell. He wants you to have a nightmare. Because he's going to hell, so he's like, I'm going to bring you with me. Okay? And that's what's interesting here. The ayah about shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka. There's the candy. Allah. So he was getting the high quality ones. This is high quality Belgian chocolate. Yes, salam. Who do I owe one? I owed one to Hassan, right? The rest are like, what? I'll ask questions, okay? Just be ready. Bismillah. Kids are drooling. طيب. So, in the ayah here, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whoever does shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah says, then he has gone somewhere really far, really astray. يعني he's misguided. خلاص. But then he says, إِن يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا إِن يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا. Now Allah starts to talk about what the people used to do. They used to worship other than Allah. Now Allah says here that they only used to make dua and invoke إِنَاثًا. إِنَاثًا here can mean the female gods, because a lot of their what are they called? Huh? Their asnam, right? Their statues that the mushrikeen used to worship, they were feminine, right? Like, what's an example? Huh?
Like,
some of the names of the gods that the mushrikeen of Mecca used to worship. Afara'aytum? Huh? Huh? Allata wal'uzza wa manat. So a lot of these were feminine. So that's one of the meanings of here, that they would only worship, okay, feminine gods. And then Allah says, وَإِن يَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا. And they only worship shaitan, okay? Rebellious shaitan. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us, okay, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ, that Allah has done la'na on him. يعني Allah has pushed him away from his mercy. وَقَالَ, now Allah is telling us that shaitan said, look, listen what shaitan says. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. And Shaitan is making a promise. He's making a commitment that he was going to drag as many people as he can from us, from the children of Adam, to Jahannam with him. لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ from your servants, O Allah, نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Okay? Like a specific number of your servants, I will trick them. Right? Because he said, I was able to trick Adam, our father Adam, so I can trick his children as well. Okay? And then what did he say? He says, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ and I will mislead them. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ and I will delude them and trick them, right, into having some promises. I'll make them some fake promises and I'll trick them. وَلَأُمَنِّيَهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ and I will command them. فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ and so they will cut the ears of the cattle. What does this mean? They used to have this practice where Shaitan would trick the Arabs and they would tell them that as a part of a superstition, okay, that they would cut the ears of the sheep and the camels and the cows, right? And this is a type of superstition that if you do this, you'll be protected. Tamam? And so he would trick the people to do that. He would trick the human beings to do that. He says, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ and so from the goals of Shaitan is to mislead you and to change the creation of Allah. And so that's why you see people changing their face, changing their ears, piercing, tattoos. This is all from Shaitan. And he mentioned it here in the Quran. Okay? And so now in Halloween, what are people doing? They're changing themselves. They're dressing up like shayateen. And Allah told us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوَّ فَاتَّخِذُوا عَدُوَّ Shaitan is your enemy. So treat him as an enemy. Doesn't make sense that you dress up like your enemy? Yani, what would you say about a child from Gaza dressing up like someone from Israel? This guy is crazy. What are you talking about? But now we're saying, is it okay for me to dress like Shaitan? Is it okay for me to dress like my biggest enemy? Allah says, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا take him as enemy. إِنَّمَا يَدُوْ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ He only wants you to be from the people of the hellfire. So why would you dress like someone who wants you to be in the hellfire? It doesn't make sense. Subhanallah. طيب. طيب, someone might say, well, my intention is not shirk. Just put your hands down, guys, for a bit. I know you want chocolate. Inshallah, you're going to get chocolate. طيب. I'm going to ask questions in the end for those who were paying attention. طيب, now, okay. I think we have 17 minutes. Good. So someone might say, well, I don't have the intention to commit shirk. I just want to go trick-or-treating. Okay. I just want to go ask for some candy. Tamam. Just the fact that this celebration goes back and is related to such a heinous crime, which is what? A shirk. That in of itself, a Muslim should just stay away from that. Just the fact that it is associated with shirk, this celebration, goes back to these shirky beliefs, and people still believe some of those beliefs, then that's enough for the Muslim to stay away from that. And it's such a horrible crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Maryam, when he's talking about when they said that Allah has a son, right? And people take it lightly. Allah says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا They said that Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman has taken a child. Allah says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا You have certainly come with something extremely outrageous. Yani really bad, really evil. How evil, O Allah? He says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا How evil is this saying that Allah has a son? This shirk, okay? Allah says, it's so bad that the heavens are about to burst open. Okay? تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ Okay, about to just open up wide. Imagine the skies open up wide because of how bad this phrase is. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ And the earth is about to open up. Okay? And the mountains are about to just collapse, crumble. And these are all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And all these creations, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because it's such an evil thing, they're about to just crumble, open up, and the sky is about to open. Why? And دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا Because they claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a son, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا It does not make sense, and it does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a son for people to commit shirk. A believer, he stays away from shirk. And he doesn't even let it touch his iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if you want to be from the people who are saved, then you need to make sure that you protect your iman and not tarnish it with any shirk or any dhulm. And that's why he says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, and they don't tarnish, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, they don't tarnish their iman بِظُلْمٍ. والظلم here is what? الشرك. Because Allah says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And they don't tarnish, يعني they don't affect their iman, they don't mix their iman with shirk. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ, those are the ones who will be safe. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. One thing about superstitions. Superstitions. What is superstition? To say, you see a black cat, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, the Arabs back in the day, if the birds flew from one side, they would say, okay, this is going to be a bad day. Or if you woke up and you saw a sick person, you start thinking, oh, I'm going to get sick too. These are called superstitions. And superstitions, they can be something that is very haram. They can be something that it's a sin and you should make tawbah for it. And they can be something that it's okay. When does these superstitions become haram? When you believe that in of itself has power. Yani you're giving power to a black cat. When a black cat walks by, you're like, khalas, someone's going to die today. You're saying that this thing has the power to cause death. Now this can become something very serious. Even can fall into shirk, right? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, At-tiyaratu shirk. At-tiyaratu shirk. Omens and superstitions, they can be shirk. Now here he meant as minor shirk, but they can also become major shirk when somebody starts believing that they have power, right? That they have power in the heart. They have fear from these things, right? So this is very dangerous. And then sometimes we make things have causal effects, okay? Like for example, we see like it's a dark sky and we say, oh, because it's a dark sky, something's bad's gonna happen. Okay, we don't say the sky has the power, but we start having tasha'um. We're negative and pessimistic, right? That's also not allowed in Islam. And the third category, which is okay, is just personal preference. Okay? Why don't you wear black, brother? I don't like black. Khalas, that's just personal preference. That's allowed in Islam. There's no problem with that. Why don't you have a black cat? I don't like black cats. Okay? That's it. But if you believe that it has power and it can do things, then you should stay away from that. The last thing I want to mention, and then I'll do questions. Don't worry, the candy will come. So now that we've discussed all these things, okay, why, when we look at Halloween, why is it something that a Muslim should stay away from? Let's look at it from the beginning. Number one, we said that its origins are what? Okay, that they have shirk. They're paganistic origins. So that's number one. Number two, dressing up. What's the problem with dressing up? Yeah, Allah, we'll give some candy now. What's the problem with dressing up? All the hands are up. What's the problem with dressing up? You're dressing as your enemy, you're dressing as shaitan. Fadl. Yeah. Sami billah. If I give you candy, say bismillah and eat with your right. Hassan, I still owe you one, wherever you are. Tayyib. he came to the front. Tayyib. Okay, if you say pick me, I'm not going to pick. طيب, what else? طيب, what else is wrong with actually costumes? Huh? How much is a costume? Anybody know? The fathers know. How much is a costume? $5. They're like $30, $40, $50. So what is it? It's a waste of money. I can't give candy to all of you. طيب, okay, come down. You're going to eat me now. You guys are like trick or treat. If you don't give us candy, we're going to... طيب. What about trick-or-treating? What's the problem with trick-or-treating? I never really discussed it, but I'd like to hear from you guys. Tfadda, yeah. Yeah, you, glasses, yeah. Hamza, right? Yeah, tfadda. Yeah, so it has paganistic rituals. Na'am, okay. Sit, relax. I'm going to hold this bag here.
No.
Tfadda. Relax. Bismillah. Don't worry. Tayyib. Okay. Tayyib. The next thing, what else is wrong with trick-or-treating? Shh, guys, calm down. What else is wrong with trick-or-treating? Hey, what's wrong with trick-or-treating?
Sometimes.
You're so close. sometimes. Bad things in them?
Bad things.
Yes, I said. So one of the reasons trick-or-treating is bad, you shouldn't take your kids to trick-or-treating, and you shouldn't go, because they could put drugs for you. Okay, they could put like something bad for you, and it has happened many times.
Once, huh? Once my
you got your candy. You got your candy. Oh, that's good. You got your candy. Taib, we gotta pick someone in the back. Okay, okay. Just put your hand up, guys. I haven't even asked a question. Taib, what else? Why else is trick or treating not Islamic? Okay, why is it not Islamic? Eh, تفضل, yeah. Shaitan's birthday? I didn't know that. I don't know. Okay, nice try. yeah, Muhammad. Yeah. Guys, I can't hear him. You gotta quiet down. Shh. We've got 8 minutes till Isha, so I gotta get rid of all the chocolate. So quiet down. Yeah, Muhammad? Shh. Believing in Satan? What did it say? You're giving offerings. Oh, khalas, we'll give you just for trying. Yalla, bismillah. Taib, no, I need something more. Hey, it's hold on, yeah. No, more. What are you doing? When you're going to people's houses, what are you doing? Guys, sit down. Sit down, relax. You just had pizza, man, relax. Yeah, gray shirt. Yeah. Shh. See what candy does to kids? That's why you don't. Shh. Guys, calm down. Breathe. Say astaghfirullah. Calm down. Yeah. Shh. Okay, boys, if you talk, nobody's gonna get candy. Five. Tafadhal, yeah. Yeah, so is that something Islamic? Good job. Is that something Islamic? Give it to him, man. So, is it Islamic to say I'm gonna break your window if you don't give me candy, or I'm gonna egg your house, right? That's not something Islamic, like vandalism and stuff, threatening people. There's something else. One more thing about trick or treating, huh? Hey, tfadal, blue shirt, yeah. What are you doing when you go trick or treating? Like you guys are kind of doing now. What do you do? You're begging for something. Okay, and Islam is begging something that is recommended, right? So in Islam, it's not recommended for a person to beg. Actually, it can become haram to ask for something, okay, if you already have it, right? So you shouldn't ask. So now in Halloween, you're going begging for candy. Okay? Relax, guys. Okay, shh. No, I'm not throwing the bag. No. Guys. Shh. But and so in Halloween you're going begging for candy. Boys, see, mashallah, the girls are really quiet. I'm gonna give the candy to the girls. Huh? It's their turn now. Okay. But boys, relax. Type. Type. Let's talk about what. Girls, what else, what are some of the reasons that we shouldn't celebrate Halloween? Give the girls some. Ah, تفضل, yeah. Yeah. Shh. Jameel. Okay, so Allah said that, the Prophet said that Allah has given us two Eids, right? And so we don't need another Eid. Okay? Okay, sure, yeah. We'll give you that. طيب. Jameel. Okay, everybody relax. So, shh. Relax. In conclusion, okay, one more thing that we didn't talk about that happens in Halloween is as-sihr. طيب. As-sihr. What is as-sihr? What is sihr? Anybody from the girls? What's sihr? You know? You know what sihr is? What's sihr? Magic. Any magic? Black magic. طيب. Jamie. So, So sihr, guys, a lot of... طيب. What's the ruling of sihr in Islam? Huh? What's the ruling of sihr in Islam? If you're touching my table, I'm not going to pick. Ah, Zayd. Zayd, what? Sihr. Is it halal or haram? It's haram. Ahsant. And shh, okay. Sihr, is it a minor sin or a major sin? Yeah. Major? Na'am, it's a major sin actually. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that ijtanibu. Okay guys, relax. Waterfall. Okay. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that ijtanibu, okay, as-sab' al-mubiqat, seven major sins. And from those seven, he mentioned as-sihr, right? And as-sihr can actually cause someone to leave Islam. Because to do sihr, you have to do kufr, right? And you have to ask shayateen for help. And on this night, sihr happens, right? And a lot of sihr happens on this night. And that's one of the other reasons that we need to stay away from it. طيب. Let's conclude, inshallah. Okay. طيب. So, number one, are we allowed to celebrate Halloween?
No.
طيب. No. Okay. طيب.
We all get candy.
Shh. Yeah. Okay, wait a second. طيب.
Just, like,
are we allowed to participate? Like, are we allowed to... So, if there's a party at school, if there's a party at work, and this is also for the adults. If there's a party at work, a Halloween party, or they bring candy, am I allowed to eat from that candy?
No.
Yes.
Girl.
Actually, no.
Yeah, are we allowed to? Yeah, we're allowed to eat it? Okay. Yeah, you're right, you're allowed to eat it. Okay. Give it to her. Okay. Okay, guys, sit down. Okay, boys. Boys. Everybody sit down. See what candy does to you? That's why you shouldn't go trick-or-treating. Okay. So, yes, if somebody gives you candy, your neighbor gives you candy, you can eat it. Okay, even if there's like a pumpkin on it or something, or the boxes for Halloween, that's fine. Okay, you're not celebrating it, and you're not participating. So we said you cannot celebrate, you shouldn't participate, okay? So that means you shouldn't trick-or-treat, you shouldn't... But what if somebody... What if somebody knocks on your door? Huh? What happens? Yes. I can't hear him, guys. Yes, what happens? Don't answer the door. Yeah, give them a Quran, right? Okay. Okay. You shouldn't go buy candy and give them. Just lock your door or just guys. Okay. In your schools, okay. On Halloween day, okay. Are you going to wear a costume?
No.
Okay. طيب. Are you? Okay. Okay. Okay, boys. I'll finish with this. Okay, guys. Sit down. We're done. Shh. We're done. Guys. Boys. I don't know if they love ilm so much or they love the chocolate. Okay, boys. Boys. Okay, guys. Shh. Huh? Even the microphone. Boys. Guys.
Guys. Respect the sheikh. He's telling you to be quiet. Listen.
I told you candy. Huh? There's sihr in candy. طيب. Jameel. So... We said, if on the day of the 31st, okay. Obviously, don't dress up, okay. But what you can do, you can do something better, okay. You can support our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Maybe dress something to represent Palestine, okay. Inshallah, and that should be fine.
Bismillah.
You can dress up. If you dress up as your culture, that's fine, Okay? If you want to dress up for your culture and they allow that in your school. Boys. What'd you guys put in their pizza, man? Ya Abdul Wahid.
He put sugar. He put sugar.
طيب, we'll end with that, inshallah, unless somebody has a question. Somebody has a question. Shh. Boys. Let's see if somebody else has a question. Okay? Does anybody have a question about the content we covered today? No chocolate for the question. Does anybody have a question? Naam, tafadhal.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. What's your question?
So my question is actually a thing to tell.
No question. Type. Okay. We'll end there because it's Isha time. Okay. After, guys.